Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
And you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Free From Radio. Welcome. It is 12:01, Friday, October 11th. This is our third show of the semester, and our second full band of the semester, or kind of a full band.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Alex Hoskins. And I'm here with my band. We're from Berklee College of Music. I'm originally from Wellesley, Massachusetts. And yeah, we're going to play a mix of a bunch of different genres today.
Amazing. Do you want to introduce everyone individually and their instruments?
Yeah, please? Awesome. So behind me, I have Devashier, and he plays guitar, electric guitar. We love him. On cajon, I have my roommate and my best friend, Moore McGarvey. Mm-hmm. And on bass, we have Johnny Levine.
Yay, amazing. So exciting. Are you guys playing originals today, covers?
Yeah, we're gonna actually play a mix of everything. We have a bunch of originals and we have some covers, and we're actually gonna start off with a cover. So yeah.
Amazing. Okay, we'll get into it, introduce it, and keep just play.
Great. our first song is gonna be Reflections by Lewis Cato.
Forget about everything I thought I knew of love, it's all obsolete. But to look into someone else's eyes and find that it's yours that you see redefines completely. See, I wasn't ready for reflections when she came in my world. I was too scared to face my own fears, but I see them in her. I could smell that familiar brand of self-love and a guilt that was strong. Somehow I knew this could be different. It would last for so long. Hey, forget about everything I thought I knew of love. It's all obsolete. To look into someone else's eyes and find it's yours that you see redefines complete. It's unreal. When we move together to each other through whatever we feel. When we move together, each other through whatever. But I gotta live up to my own standards. Hold on to her love. And if I try to front, she sees right through me. Every challenge is a climb, every obstacle reminds our souls remain aligned. Forget about everything I thought I knew of love. It's all obsolete. To look into someone else's eyes and find it's yours that you see body move, we move together, help each other through whatever. To look into someone else's eyes and find that it's yours that you see redefines completely. It's unreal. When we move, we move together. When we move, we move together. When we move, we move together. When we move, we move. When we move, we move. When we move, we move together. Help each other through whatever. When we move together, help each other through whatever.
That was amazing. I love it. What song was that again?
That was Reflections by Lewis Cato.
Oh,
it's like a smaller artist.
Cool. Cool. I love it. Wow, this is weird. I can like hear myself really loudly, and usually I feel like I can't. Whatever. Okay. I want you to talk about how you came into singing, because you have such a beautiful voice, first of all. And I mean, after hearing that song, after hearing your sound check, like, you clearly are very jazzy and have like a very unique voice. So I want you to talk about how you came into singing, what your journey has been with that.
So I'd say I started singing when I was about 10, but music was always in my life. It was in my family. I'd say when I was in like middle school, high school, I really focused on jazz. That was kind of my thing. I did the standards, you know, played with the jazz band, sang in the choirs. I was a really big choir nerd. I loved it. And I think, especially coming to college, I went back to my roots. My dad and my mom used to play a lot of like blues music, old music, Ray Charles, Susan Tedeschi, Tedeschi and Trucks, that kind of stuff, where people with really big voices. And I think, I came back to that in college and tried to add that to my repertoire. And so I've kind of got this weird eclectic mix of jazz and blues and some old soul stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's jazz is definitely, I mean, who doesn't love jazz?
Exactly. I'm hoping to bring some more attention to it throughout my set.
Yeah.
A lot of different genres and like exploring different types of things.
Yeah. We heard some bossa nova in the soundtrack. Not to give anything away, but that is my favorite, so I'm very excited. Okay, keep going. Introduce your next song. I was reading a text, Constantine. I'm just like, my brain is okay. Introduce your next song.
So our next song's actually a song I plan on releasing soon. It's a little less out of the jazz category, and the song I wrote, it was when I was in a point in my life in which I felt like I was a little bit invisible to the people around me. I didn't feel super, like I felt like I could be in a room and nobody would know that I was there. And I wrote that song out of that feeling, and I hope that a lot of people can relate to it. This song is called Secondhand Love. Mm-hmm.
You boxed your hate in silence, yet it seeped into my head. Morning times to contemplate those afternoons I dread. You were the watchman of my work, but you'd cut corners and pretend. All the effort I put into us always went unsaid. So why do I accept secondhand love passed down to me religiously? And I always kept too much, but I traded all away. This retail therapy is overdone, and I'd wish on stars for somebody to tell me I'm their first choice love. And I've said some things I really do regret, but only out of pain you caused, and I never will forget. My life was a Monet, our fights a minuet, but the way you double-teamed my flaws was a perfect song duet. So why do I accept secondhand love to me religiously, and I always kept too much, but I traded all away. This retail therapy is overdone, and I'd wish on stars for somebody to tell me I'm their first choice love. To erase, it complicates who you made me become. So I'll wait in line and waste my time on another chance for us. But who has patience to wait a millennium? Oh, why do kept too much, but I traded all away. This retail therapy is overdone, and I'd wish on stars for somebody to tell me I'm their first choice love. So I wish on stars
that was beautiful. I love that. Was that an original?
Yeah, it was.
Love it. That was beautiful. This is really freaking me out hearing my voice. I don't know why this I feel like this. It usually isn't like this, so okay. I'm so flustered. Do you want to talk a little bit about your writing process and, like, are you fully writing and arranging all your songs? Do you work with other people?
Yeah. So at Berkeley, I'm a contemporary writing and production major with minors in, like, writing for TV and film. So it's writing's been a huge part of my life recently. Not exactly in the way you'd expect. In high school, when I wrote songs, it was very much me in my room with my guitar, with COVID and all. Like, that was kind of where that song, last song came from, and where that, like, singer-songwriter aspect came from. But as I've come to Berkeley and studied more genres, I've taken classes, like, about writing grooves and studying different music from different places, I've really just wanted to take this time to explore. And so I've been bringing these charts of like baseline songs to my group, and you know, Johnny's and Devesh and Maura are awesome. I give them these charts and like a sort of a general idea, and they usually come up with ideas with themselves, and they'll just like bring the song to life. And I think having a group of people like them who like really just make these small ideas that I have that I don't really know what to do with into something is really special.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, yeah. Berklee, like, I don't know, I've heard from so many people, like I've been given so many different like opinions about like kind of the collaboration aspect, you know, and because like you think that like in music school you're all doing music, isn't it really competitive and you all kind of like hate each other?
No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's really great to hear. So this is kind of like, this group is like your group that you guys like workshop stuff in, or
yeah,
does it fluctuate?
It fluctuates a little bit. Like the songs and the words are definitely mine, but I think honestly, like so many of the songs, I think about what they were before I brought them to my group, and it was just like the bare bones of something. So I think, yeah, your group and the people that you surround yourself with are really gonna define your music and the opportunities that you have. And I think if you're going to take anything away, especially from Berklee, it's just collaboration is key. And this is a connections-based industry. So you just need to, you know, love working with everyone and, like, try to keep your cool and, you know, and just try your best.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that is very true. And,
I feel like that's the key to, like, everything.
Yeah, everything. Outside, yeah. Just in the world.
Yeah, yeah, it's very important. And, like, you kind of learn that. I mean, well, going to college, like obviously everything is different, and yeah, you realize how important like connections are, relationships are, just for your future, your life, and also just like, yeah, your well-being and your creativity and your artistry. And so I've definitely been reflecting a lot on that, especially like, I mean, we're juniors, we're going abroad next semester, and we're like, I've just been like, oh my God, like, I'm not going to see Constantine for like so long. Like, yeah. So it's just like reflecting on that, and everyone's getting older.
I went abroad. So I will tell you, like, yeah, me and Maura and I, we both went to Valencia, Spain on the campus.
Cool.
So I'll just tell you, like, you're making the best choice ever. It's going to be amazing. You're not going to regret it.
Oh my gosh.
And Devesh also went abroad. Sorry. I met him abroad.
Oh my God, really? Wow.
Yeah, we met abroad. I guess that's how kind of the band started.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, so does that make you kind of a senior? I know that, like,
kind of.
You guys don't really do, like, freshman, senior.
We're juniors, okay, essentially. Like, credits-wise, not really, but I'm in my third year. And
okay.
So is Devesh and Maura, and I believe Johnny is too, yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, keep playing. Introduce your next song.
Yeah, so we're going to do one more cover for you today. This song is a Tom Misch song. It's super bluesy. This is going to be Insecure.
I heard this guy says he wants you. Tell me what you want me to do. You say hell no, too close to home. Spaces needed, reach my ceiling. Sorry, didn't mean it. I'm just a little insecure, secure, caught up in my feelings. I'm just a little insecure, secure. Blaming, you say hell no. home. Time is needed. Reach to my ceiling. Sorry, didn't mean it. I'm just a little insecure, secure.
Blueberry muffin by homemade.
Ooh.
Let me chew.
I can talk.
Okay, say something.
That was really awesome. We all enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Daniel walked in halfway through and he was like, is that an original?
I wish.
Yeah. I love Thomas. I've actually never heard that song though.
Really?
Yeah, what album is that?
Secure. I'm actually not sure. Devesh, what album is that?
Cinnamon Curls.
Oh, okay.
It's either called Cinnamon Curls or Better Days.
Either Cinnamon Curls or Better Days. I think.
Okay.
Devesh brought this one to me, actually. So yeah. That's, again, with the collaboration, like, mm-hmm. Such a good song recommendation.
Yeah, I love Thomish, and I feel like covers of Thomish are so good because, like, I don't know, I feel like there's just a lot of places to go with his music, mm-hmm. and, like, I don't know, I just always really enjoy covers. Yeah. So that's the last original?
That's the last cover.
I mean, cover.
I believe that. Yeah, that's the last cover.
Okay, awesome. Let me ask you another question. So you're from Wellesley, you said?
Yeah.
So why are you staying in Massachusetts?
What's
your geography story?
So many people ask me that. Yeah, I've lived in Wellesley my whole life. I love it there. It's very, you know, quiet. Very rural suburbia. But I think I always knew I wanted to do music, and I applied to like other schools, and it just happened that, you know, one of the best music schools was in Boston, and my dad actually went there too, so it was kind of like it just made sense. I don't know, I love Boston, and I think living in the city now, I have a new appreciation for it. But definitely when I graduate, I want to explore more and see the world.
Yeah. And I can imagine going abroad definitely broadened your horizon.
Definitely. Yeah.
What did your dad go to Berkeley for?
He did a major that no longer exists. It was something to do with like live audio. I'd be essentially like what MPE, music engineering and production is now.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, but back in the 80s, so things were very different. But, yeah, I take a lot of inspiration from him. And, like, he didn't push me to go there. But I think seeing, like, his, you know, time there, I was like, oh, I want to do that, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like it's always interesting to learn when people come from families or like just, I don't know, like elders, I don't know what the right word is, like guardians or like people around them, family, friends that like do the same thing as they kind of fall into, you know? Because for me, it's like totally not that. Like my parents are like in finance and accounting, and like me and both of my sisters are like so far from that. And so I'm always like really interested to hear like people's kind of like, yeah, how they like, especially with music, like, yeah, how did you come to music? Because neither of my parents are musicians. No one in my family is really a musician at all. So it's just, it's interesting to hear.
Yeah. I think like, even if you don't think that you have these connections to your parents, like even if it's not as direct as like you're doing what they're doing, it comes in like small moments in your life. Like I always felt like I was more lenient towards, you know, my dad's style of music and like the stuff that he leaned towards, and like I took influence from that. But more recently, like, and I guess I listened to my mom's music. It was definitely more like rock stuff. But I felt it was weird in college. All of a sudden I took like a David Bowie English class, and my mom loves David Bowie. So, and then I did some Pink Floyd songs when I was in Valencia. And I think like that's her music. And I think you find it in weird ways, in like different ways, and the ways that your parents influence you, whether that be like through what they do for a living versus like what they're interested in.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. My parents have always been really big, like, music appreciators, and they've always, like, my whole life they've been like, you're so lucky that you have parents with amazing music taste, like, oh my god, you're so lucky, like, so yeah, I definitely can relate to that. And they do have good music taste, so they're not lying. Okay, why don't you introduce your next song?
Yeah,
and then maybe, what time is it? Maybe then we'll do a PSA and we can do the acoustic song. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, cool.
All right, this next song is actually one that I plan on releasing really soon, like an acoustic version of, so keep your eyes out. It's a jazz ballad. It's called Do You Miss Autumn? And honestly, it is talking about family and when you move away and the traditions that you have with them that you tend to miss. What's old comes back as we start new. But do you miss autumn like I do? A talk through Appalachian trails. I hear the call of humpback whales. October rain soaks through shoes. But do you miss autumn like I do? And I really miss it when you call, and the way the orange maple falls. Can this new landscape beat it all? I can't say. Do you miss autumn when days are done? The clock stands still while reminiscing us. Your soul was a secret I knew I could trust. It gets cold at night when days are through.
but your face it reflects in morning dew. When the east wind blows, I get deja vu. Because I miss autumn without you. Stand still while reminiscing us. Your soul was a secret I knew I could trust. It gets cold at night when days are through, but your face it reflects in morning dew. When the east wind blows, I get deja vu. I miss autumn without you. Because I miss autumn without you. Because I miss autumn without you.
That was amazing. I love that. We were all just talking about how much we love that. And Daniel and Constantine are coming in to
awesome.
Get things ready. So cool. You can grab your guitar, but I have a few things to say. We were just having a great little conversation about emotional expression with music. And yeah. I was talking about this with my therapist yesterday. And like, because we were like, wow, just like, he is feeling that guitar. Like, you can tell, like, well, number one, you're amazing. Number two, like, jazz guitar is amazing. Number three, like, you know, you just feel when, like, someone is feeling what they're doing. So we were having a great little conversation about that. And I was like, yeah, I feel like whenever I'm playing music or, like, I'm just practicing, I'm not really, like, feeling it. And I've been trying to work on that. And but when I play, like, piano or I sing, like, I really do feel it. And, like, it's just such a good outlet for emotional expression that for most of my life, I've thought of music as like, okay, I'm really trying to get better at this thing. And I'm like, this is a skill. And yes, it's creative, but like, this is something I'm learning to do. But there's a whole other aspect of it that is like expression, and which is kind of obvious, but it's also like good to remember,
yeah.
You know? So those are my thoughts.
Yeah,
that's all
no.
of our thoughts about that.
I think it is an amazing outlet for emotional expression. Devesh, is there anything you want to say about that? I feel like makes this song. I remember when we were in a practice room last year, it was like a one-time thing, and I was like, do you want to play this song with me? And he looked at it, he was like, okay. And then we kind of we did it, and it kind of disappeared, and then we revisited it, and he definitely makes it what it is. So I feel like he should say something if I could, like.
Yeah, if you want to grab
the
mic.
Take it out of the stand.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I don't want to, like.
You're good. It's okay.
Our fragile gear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also just like a beautifully written song, and it's just really fun to play. if it wasn't fun to play, I wouldn't be feeling it so much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're awesome. Okay, I'm supposed to do a PSA now. And I have the perfect PSA for the song you just sang. Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of using your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from Domingo and Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I have an additional thing. As we know, Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day, and the Indigenous Student Organization at Tufts is hosting a like festival food performance vendors big thing on the Res Quad this Sunday from 1 to 6:30. I will be there. Everyone should definitely go. Well, I'm gonna pop into the wedding maybe, but I'm definitely coming to this too. There's gonna be awesome musical performances and food. So, yeah, those are my announcements. Constantine has something to say.
Yeah, I do have something to say. I would like to add to the autumn, whatever, being outside PSA, whatever it was. I stepped outside this morning, and it put me in a good mood. So there's some anecdotal evidence to get outside if the PSA wasn't already convincing.
Yeah, I have definitely, I mean, I can, some of the trees are finally turning, which has been beautiful, and I have been running. I was gonna run this morning and I woke up and I was freezing and I was like, oh, I can't. So then I just left it. But yeah, biking. I've been getting into biking. So much fun. So okay. That was a lot of thoughts from me. But why don't you introduce this song? This will be a solo acoustic guitar.
That was the perfect PSA. Wow. yeah, very good coincidence. So this next song, I'm just going to leave it at that it's a story of mine that I never thought I would be telling. It was from my singer-songwriter COVID era, I guess. And the song is called Lullaby, and I hope that somebody who hears this can sort of relate to it. And yeah. Why do I believe in fake apologies, the ones written in invisible? Convince me to erase all the faults of your past with nothing but a smile and a wink. And we sing as we drive through those indigo nights, although some days we fight and give in. And we'll make up and try to forget the goodbyes, but I cry every time it repeats. So I'll replay the moment from that autumn day. Church bells chime like a loud lullaby, erasing you from the narrative that I made. Nothing that you said could have saved me. Stuck under the weight of the world you were to me. And even though you tried to show the colors of your rainbow, I let myself be colorblind and weak. And I wouldn't believe that you couldn't see me through the telescope that I gazed at you. Thought we were the stars that I saw from your car. I should have known you weren't singing too. So I'll replay the moment from that autumn day. Church bells chime like a loud lullaby,
should have spoke. Instead I run all the could-haves I should have done. Meaningless as you walk out the door. I just assume that you'll forget, but I'll remember every bit. Memories that scar and make me sore. So I'll replay the train that passed at the end of the day. School bells chime as I say goodbye.
That was beautiful. Do you guys wanna? Okay, there's. Feedback. Hello.
That's literally never happened before.
No, it's because my voice is coming through the speakers, and it usually doesn't. And I don't know why. No, it doesn't. That's why there's been feedback. That's yeah. Okay. It is weird. It is. I'm telling you guys. Okay. Sorry.
You're good.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
What tuning was your guitar in? Or was it standard
tuning? Just standard tuning.
It sounded like a 12 string. It sounded really I don't know. Maybe it's your strings or something.
Yeah.
It sounded really pretty. I love that. And I love all the autumn vibes today.
Yeah. I like actually didn't even remember that when I wrote that. I'm, again, not a guitar player. Like, that's very much just like, I don't know, a song that I never like intended on ever performing or releasing, but sometimes I pull it out when the vibe fits. So but yeah, I forgot. when I heard the line about autumn, I was like, oh, another one.
Yeah. No, yeah, I really loved that. Okay, well, what else do you have for us? Keep going.
Yeah. So next we're gonna take it a little bit more upbeat. We got a bossa that I have actually just written. I wrote it for a class, but it turned out pretty good. So this song is called I Don't Need Someone. And if you listen to the words, I don't know if the person that like is technically the main character of this not really believes in what they're saying, but yeah, it's a fun song. I don't need someone to make the nights less lonely. I don't need someone to help me pass the time. I don't need someone to make me pass the twilight, to fill tomorrow with their bittersweet goodbyes. I don't need someone to tell me that they love me. I don't need anyone to lie to me like that. The aftertaste of heartbreak is a promise not worth keeping. I'd rather not brace for impact. How can a person believe that their person is theirs to stay? Every single person I love just leaves, and it's a relief that life is easier that way. I don't need someone to fill the space between my arms. No one to give a chance, then sound the alarm. If it were love, I would know for a fact, but it doesn't exist, so I can forget about that. But if I sip a, but dip it up and bab it up and bab it up and bab it up. But
That was beautiful. I loved that so much. Thanks. I love bossa nova.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? It's so fun.
It's made to be what you want. How many more songs do you guys have prepared?
We actually only have one more.
Okay, that's perfect, actually.
Okay, that's great. Good. I was like, uh-oh.
That is perfect. Yeah, I don't know. That was amazing. I loved it. I love the little shaker.
I try. They encourage me to do it. Oh, is there any way we could... the bass goes up with that. Thank you.
Yes, we got you.
I kind of challenged myself writing this one. I had the words, and there was this awesome guy in my class, Ian, who had this guitar groove idea, and we kind of built off of that. And I love this song because it gives my... like the Johnny and Devesh an opportunity to just like play, and I think it's really important to highlight your instrumentalists, especially when you have instrumentalists like this at this level who are like this good. I want them to have these moments that they can shine, you know. I on the original song I have a friend who speaks Portuguese, and so she's written a Portuguese verse.
That's awesome.
And like the opposite perspective, it's like I do need someone. So.
Oh, I love that.
Check. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Is that released?
Hopefully soon. We're planning on like Valentine's Day maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Wait. Plug everything that you want to plug.
Yeah. So I have a song coming out. It's called "Do You Miss Autumn." That'll be out probably at the end of October, like November, early November, which is what you heard earlier. We also have actually a Halloween show at the Lily Pad in Cambridge. It's actually on the 29th. It starts at 10:30 at night. It's for Berkeley students. It's the week after midterms, so nobody has anything going on. Your Tuesday night is free. It's Halloween, like come jam with us. It's gonna be a big full band blues set. We're talking like horns, organ.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun. The 29th?
Yeah, the 29th. You should pull up. It's gonna be so much fun. I have an awesome bill of people. Gabby Ortega, Lucia Dossel, amazing, also amazing bands. So yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we'll introduce your last song and get into it.
So this song is probably our favorite song on the set. Maura agrees with me. It's a funk song, it's just our jam song that we like to have fun on. Johnny plays this awesome bass part that I wrote. It's really difficult, and it's called "Too Much." So thanks for having us, too, by the way. It was great.
Give me much time to think. You dish out everything but the kitchen sink. Hey, and all those times you stayed over my place, at least I knew that you'd be gone the next day. Hey, but now you're coming back for something else. You gave me casual, then you put it on the shelf. Intent more cloudy than a thunderstorm. It's too bad, I don't want nothing more. It's just too much to think of you this type of way. And I don't do love, don't rent out my time of day. You're that type of guy, you're just usurping my brain. It's just too much. I moved into a new place last week. I thought the distance will make the memories leave. You don't pay rent and yet you're taking up space. You never loved me, so please move out the way. It's just too much to think of you this type of way. And I don't do love, don't rent out my time of day. You're that type of guy, you're just casting. Thank you.
for a breakdown. Ready?
That was amazing. Everyone here, we have some new people coming in to watch, and everybody's loving it. What a great end. I can see how that's your, like, jam song that you guys love to play.
We're hoping to play a lot more of that, like, upbeat stuff at our show.
Yeah, I love that. But I'm going to see if I can make it. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have, like, some Tufts people come be there. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just going to be a fun party. It's a costume party, too. So, like, we're costumes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, send me, email the, or yeah, not email, definitely. DM the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
If you have, like, a poster or something, and we'll post about it and everything. Hopefully the Tufts people will find out. but, yeah, follow our Instagram, post at Allison's Glow. Follow Alex's Instagram. She's tagged on our Instagram. And thank you so much for coming. This was so much fun. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, Dome Info, Medford, Tuss Free From Radio. This is Kim. This is Post Adolescence Glow. Keep listening. We have another band coming on. And do you have anything, any last words?
No, just thanks for having us. This is like a bucket list. It's definitely the coolest thing I've ever done. I'm Alex Hoskins. You can follow me at Alex Hoskins on Instagram. We also have Devesh, Mora, and Johnny with us. And
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Everyone, keep listening. We'll be back in a few minutes. Cool. Bye.
Black and blue, purple.